Do you believe in ghosts? This week's story is one of our short scares. It's an interesting tale of someone's experience working in a nursing home. We hope you find it as intriguing as we did. This is Norm. When I was 19, I got my first proper full-time job working in a nursing home. Initially, I actually really loved it. I had the opportunity to help others and hear these amazing life stories from the elderly patients who lived there. Although I loved the job, the facility itself could be rather a unnerving place to be. I'd often have many unusual experiences, often putting me at unease. It'd be things such as the feeling that someone was standing behind me, almost as if they're trying to irritate me in a way. However, whenever I turned around, no one was ever there. Generally, I got these feelings, but there was one event that really pushed me into a different career altogether. It all started with one of the patients. It was Norman. He was quite the character for his age. Always wisecracking, wanted to dress smart, and always asked you to call him Norm. He didn't like the formalities of people using his full name. The most distinctive thing about Norm, though, was his smell. He had this musk. From always dressing smart in a shirt and jacket, no matter what the weather. It wasn't very nice, but you just put up with it, because on his good days he was a delight to be around. Although he did have somewhat of a temper on his bad days, there were two things we all knew not to do. Touch his stuff, or mention his not very appealing aroma. Norm was actually the first person I ever saw dead. I was the first one to get to his room after the emergency alarm went off. He wasn't in a very good way after his death. It was a very hot day when he passed, and his usual smell was much more pungent than normal because of it. It was a hell of a shock. Doctors think he must have passed just before I got to him, and there was little I could have done. I left the room for more experienced staff to take care of him, as I was still relatively inexperienced at this point. I was off for a few days after that, but upon my return, I made a visit to Norm's old room. Unusually, I was really overwhelmed by Norm's distinct smell that was in there. I asked if it had been cleaned, and the matron assured me they had been done completely, cleaned from, you know, roof to carpet. She visited and told me she couldn't smell a thing out of the ordinary. I was disturbed by this, but not really frightened. Not yet, anyway. As the weeks went on, more unusual things continued to happen, but nothing more unusual than Norm's smell continued to follow me around the place. No matter where I went, I came across the smell, and this really unsettled me. Everyone I told thought I was losing it, but I felt a presence was following me around the place. After about a week, a new patient moved into Norm's room. She was a lovely lady named Iris. We really hit it off after first meeting. 2 or maybe 3 weeks later, Iris requested that I not care for her anymore. I was really upset at this when my manager, Sally, told me. I wanted to know the reason, so I wouldn't drop it until Sally finally told me why. "Well," she said sheepishly, "Iris doesn't actually have an issue with you. She says she feels uncomfortable about the strange man that follows you around the place." What a fascinating experience this listener had. I can fully understand why they decided to change career. Make sure to visit our website or Facebook to vote for if you think the story was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Also, if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, we would really appreciate if you could subscribe and leave a 5-star review. We'll see you soon. Until then, don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?